Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The DH, Bob Hamilton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brent Main. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Nuzon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McRae is hit by the pitch. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes McRae. The throw from Lavalier and he is safe. McRae steals second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. McRae moves to third. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jose hits a line drive into left field. Raines picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Raines. Jose moves to second. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Main hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. Jose moves to third. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Jose scores. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field. News on settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Newson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lavalier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. The umpire calls a balk on Gubiza. Lavalier moves to second. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. Joyner moves to second. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joyner scores. Gaetti moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Mayne is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mayne is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayne strikes out. One out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gagne hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nuzon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nuzon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coleman. Nuzon reaches second base with a double. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nuzon moves to third. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. The umpire calls a balk on Gubazan. Nuzon scores. Johnson moves to second. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lavalier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lavalier hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Joyner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Hamilton reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grybek is 0-for-2 in the game. Grybek hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nuzon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nuzon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Main is 0-for-2 in the game. Main takes first base on ball 4. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Lavalier and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Paulison Mocker now pitching. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Lavalier and he is safe. McRae steals second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Joyner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Meacham now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Grebeck bunts towards the mound. Meacham fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jose. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Grebeck moves to third. Billy Brewer now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco is walked intentionally. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner juggles the ball. That's an error on Joyner. Grebeck scores. Thomas moves to third. Franco moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Darren Jackson pinch hits for Warren News On. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Darren Jackson now playing right field. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti strikes out. 1 out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jose strikes out. 2 outs. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice pinch hits for Mike Lavalier. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Hubie Brooks pinch hits for Jose Lind. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.